mule to carry tools or something out to the field?
No, they usually left them out in the edge of the ground of the woods.
Oh, okay.
You know, people didn't steal plows when they have no way to carry it back then. Mm-hmm. And they just left the tools at the only time they ever brought them home was to work on them. And they left them right out the edge of the, it was woods. And the road went around the farm, just acres and acres and acres of land. And then on the other side was a road, and then back here was woods. And then on down here was a road that come across the railroad, and we lived on the other side of the railroad.
Okay.
On the highway.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't paved. It was a wagon road.
But it was still called a highway.
It was still, no, we call it wagon train, most of the time, wagon road.
Okay.
Deep ditches, sometime we'd be going one end to the other and have to get out and walk. So the wheels would come out of the holes.
Well, what if they were picking something out in the field? What would they carry it in on?
Oh, well, they made sacks. Mm-hmm. You know, when we pick cotton, well, they made what they call the cotton sacks. And then they just drug it in by big sheets. They had big sheets, regular made. And they fill it up and then just tie it up like, and then bring it in with the horses.
What were the sacks made out of?
Crocus bag.
Okay. That heavy brown kind
brown
of
woven crocus bag.
Okay. And what would you call the kind of bag like you would put groceries in? Like you get at the grocery store made out of paper?
We just call it a grocery bag. But you know, a long time ago, people used to make their own bags. They didn't even get a grocery bag.
To take to the store?
Huh.
Huh.
You carried your little box. You saved your little boxes if you got one. And you carried your little box. And you got all your canned stuff in the little box. And you got your flour and meal and already in bags.
Mm-hmm.
A cloth bag. I had a bonnet up till not so long ago made out of a flour sack.
Huh.
You get your flour and your meal and all that. We were laughing one day, and I told my grandchildren when I got married, it's almost 60 years now. It would have been 50 years. My husband died in January, and in October we'd have been married 50 years. And we've never bought more than a dime's worth of sugar, and a dime's worth of grits, and a dime's worth of meal, and a little ham was 35 cents.
And how much was a dime's worth?
A dime's worth was 5 pounds. Oh, you got a big bag of everything for a dime. And we never thought, well, $3 would buy more groceries than me and my husband could both tow home.
Oh, gosh. What a change, isn't it?
Oh. Haven't I lived to see a change?
Mm-hmm.
And coffee was, our book of coffee, and it was 20 cents a thing.
Did you buy it already ground, or?
Mm-mm, no, you had to buy it and cook it.
Uh-huh. The beans.
You bought cooked the beans. And you put it in the stove and cooked it.
And then how did you make it to
We had a coffee meal.
Uh-huh.
And you put it in and ground.